Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a Friday again. It happens every week, ladies. Just happens to be today is Friday because yesterday was Thursday and tomorrow is Saturday. It's the way it kind of works here. It's wonderful how everything falls into order when you follow in line with the DJVers. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is off because she's celebrating her, what, fifth anniversary? How long has she been married?
Fourth.
Fourth anniversary. Okay, I knew you'd be on top of that one, Jennifer. Jay Kirshner is here with the trending stories and other items of interest for her input. The fact that there's a Broadway musical planned for Thelma and Louise. How do you kill these people off going over a cliff in a Broadway musical? Who's clever?
People could do some cool techniques to do that.
You think
so? Something that would be kind of fun. Also, have the car look like it's about to leap into the audience, and then everything cuts to black.
Yeah.
You think? Really?
Yeah. Well,
everybody knows the story, right?
Up in there.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if you haven't seen it, it's not a spoiler alert at this part. It's like on you.
No, it's like 40 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We can go ahead and spoil the ending.
Uh-huh. I spoiled the ending of the Blacklist for a lot of people. That still is trending, too, by the way. You saw that. Why did they do that to Megan Boone? So anyway, this would be one of the first movies to shed what they call inner light on the friendship of the two women. Maybe it'll be a little different. They have Broadway or any theatrical production, any movie. They have license, right? They call it poetic license to do what they want to do. So maybe they change the story a little bit. I just thought that was kind of whew. All right, on the more serious side of things, Jen. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about that deadly Miami-area condo collapse. Search and rescue going on. They only pronounced one person dead, but it looks like it could be 100 by the time they're over here, right?
Yeah, there's still 99 people that are unaccounted for were part of this building that, like, half of it just melted off the side. A lot of people are speculating about the conditions. You said at first, so this is like a sandy soil that this building was built on, and there have been some unconfirmed reports that over the last couple of decades that the building has actually been sinking. Mm-hmm. But still, the Miami-Dade mayor said that
the Leaning Tower of Miami.
Yeah, but they said that it was like a lightning strike, that this is something that was so unlikely to happen. I mean, at least that's what the experts are saying. But 99 people unaccounted for, and one person was killed. 11 people were injured. That number hasn't moved too much over the last several hours. Miami-Dade mayor said that 102 people have been accounted for as rescue efforts are still continuing. Emergency officials are asking people to call a number if they lived in this building or if they have relatives that have been either accounted for or that are missing, because they're trying to figure out who is in the building. You know, in Florida, people come and go. It's also the summer vacation season.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be people that were just simply not lucky enough not to be in the building. But Florida is under a state of emergency. FEMA is involved. The federal government is in trying to provide aid. Latin American countries are apparently reporting a lot of missing people after this building collapsed. Paraguay, 6 nationals are missing, including the...
So is this like a Brazilian house? Here in our community, there are homes that are owned by one Brazilian and 12 families live in it.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing that...
What I think is kind of interesting is that the First Lady of Paraguay is actually missing from being in the building. I guess it was her sister, or actually not the first lady, the sister. Yeah, that was in there. The sister and brother-in-law and 3 children. There are 6 nationals from Colombia, 6 from Venezuela, 9 from Argentina, and 3 from Uruguay. So that's just kind of an interesting side note. According to, some of the people who are trying to figure out what went on, they say that there is no cause yet, but again, it's there are engineers who are involved that say that some of this was sinking for a long time. So I don't know. Maybe the craziest story, though, was this guy who was out walking his dog, and he was by the rubble, and he heard someone making noise, and he called out and walked over to try to investigate, and he saw a hand and fingers reach up through the rubble, and it was a little boy who was lucky enough to be rescued. This little kid had climbed under his bed and, I guess, found a pocket, and they were able to rescue him. And
is that like a creepy movie?
I know, but think about this. And they were hearing banging, and this is what I think has got to be so. This takes a lot to recover from if you're a first responder, because a lot of people were reporting that they were hearing banging in the rubble, and so you have to think: are those people that you just can't get to? Is that everything settling? I mean, it has to be so unnerving for the people who are trying to do the search and rescue on this.
Well, yeah, and during the search and rescue, there's the threat of the full building possibly collapsing. Yeah. A storm rolled in yesterday afternoon in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty scary stuff. All right, well, that's that report. And not much. There's no controversy involved in that. It'd be interesting to see who built the building, how long it's been there, and whether or not.
And if it has really been sinking over the last 20 years, why were people still there?
Exactly. Well, maybe it's because you could buy a place in there cheap, and that accounts for all the folks that are not national, not American citizens, but folks from elsewhere. Miami certainly is a popular place to go for people from Central and South America. It's they feel comfortable because it is kind of like a city from Hispaniola. And then an American, there's no American feel to it anymore. I've scratched that because America is diverse. There's no traditional American feel to it. It's very Latin. And that's kind of the way some of our southern cities, a lot of cities are going. That's not a judgment on my part. It's just an observation, as is the whole business about what I said yesterday, which wasn't speculation. It was based on what I know goes on in building from the areas that we're talking about. Let's say Palm Beach County down south. As I said, Jupiter, you go up north there to Vero, there aren't a lot they aren't tall buildings. The president says that he has come up with a deal on the infrastructure package. So let's see, $1.2 trillion. The Republicans wanted, half that? And so who's on the line here? Who's changed their mind or who's going along with it? Jennifer, it looks like...
this is the weirdest story.
It is, the Republicans.
As far as politics, well, no, so check this out if you want a little intrigue. So originally, the Biden administration had released their plan, and it was $2.25 trillion that they wanted to spend on infrastructure. And the Republicans and the Democrats couldn't even agree on what infrastructure was. Republicans are more traditional.
What's the definition of is?
Right.
Yeah,
it's like a Bill Clinton thing, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
How do you define that? So the Republicans said it's more traditional stuff. The Democrats said, no, it is child care, it's health care, it's all of these other things. So they were pretty far away. A group of Republicans get together, and they come up with their own plan that totals just under $1 trillion, so 900 and something billion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That was not acceptable to the Biden administration, so it looked like they had no deal. They get back together. They come up with this plan finally after a lot of going back and forth and different ins and outs. And so it was announced yesterday that they had a deal. This one is over $1 trillion. It's got some of everything.
1.2. As opposed to $974 billion. Yeah.
Right. You had, and also I think with no taxes, because that was one of the things for Republicans, is that the Biden administration wanted to increase taxes with the $2.25 trillion plan to pay for it. So they come out, and Joe Biden's there, Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kristen Sinema, all of these kind of, more moderate senators come out. Yeah, come out with
my
Joe
kind
Biden
of my kind say, of Republicans.
Well, and Democrats too. I mean, Kristen Sinema's not a Republican, so they all come out
but
and
she's
they.
She's in the middle, kind of. She's Mark.
Well,
Warner
they're celebrating. Sure. They say, "Yeah, we got a deal." Well, then about 15 minutes later, Biden gives a formal address about infrastructure, about the coronavirus, about the recovery, all of that stuff, and he says, I'm glad to say that we have this deal on infrastructure, but we're not going to I won't sign this deal unless we pass through our other more aggressive initiatives via reconciliation, which means that they're going to take everything that was missing from the infrastructure package, they're going to put it into a budget package, and they're going to try to pass it through with the simple majority because it's reconciliation. I'm curious to know if those dumb Republicans that were out there knew this, or if Biden changed his mind, and why in the world they set themselves up for that. Because now it looks like the Republicans are going to back off, even though the deal has been changed about 10 minutes after it was made. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But
politics, man.
I know, right?
Like,
everybody celebrates for about 10 minutes that we have bipartisanship, and then whammo blammo, it's gone.
Whammo blammo. All right, tell us about Rudy Giuliani, will you please? What in the world? The New York State Court has suspended him from practicing law. Is that permanent? Is he disbarred? Or is he just,
I think he's been suspended. I think that's the word.
What's the difference between suspension and disbarment?
Well, a permanent, I think that would be taking away his right forever, right? I think a suspension is just a suspension.
Is it only in New York State? Like,
yeah,
he could go to the Ukraine and practice.
He could go anywhere and practice, but not New York State. And so you have to wonder how much of this is because people are worried about Rudy Giuliani, or if this is more political and if there's a target.
You mean saving him from himself?
No, I think this is New York State, which is very well known for. I mean, right now, New York State is going after Trump and anyone surrounding Trump in hardcore ways, right? They're going after him, his businesses, his associates. The kids were getting looked at by New York. I mean, it seems like New York is just really targeting anyone that dares say that they were a fan of President Trump. And so
you're in trouble in New York. Don't go to New York, Jennifer.
I know. Well, they did it temporarily, so they take him away from being able to practice law. But here's the thing. They said it was because of what he said about the election. He was representing Donald Trump. He was talking about the election. Isn't that what every lawyer does for their client? I mean,
Yeah.
Don't they
lie, cheat, steal?
Well, no, but don't they create narratives that look good for their
lie,
people?
Cheat, steal? Yeah, that's I'm not condemning all lawyers, but I'm involved in a suit right now, and the opposing counsel let's just say he's a cheater. How's that? You know, there's all kinds of lawyers, the people who say the right thing, and they do whatever they have to for their client. And they'll tell you that that's the reason they're doing it, because they're representing their client. 18 past the hour.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
At Bowers Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowers Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's a lot of beef involved in our trending stories today from our social media. And Jay is going to get to that in just a second. So if you're on Twitter, help yourself to comments at DJ Beef Show, Facebook as well, Instagram. There is a lot of buzz about the Miami condo situation. So we'll get to that right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so let's get at it here, Jay. One of the Miami Heat players has done a good, what do they call it, a solid for those who are surrounded with grief or people that are around what's going on at the Miami condo. What's the scoop?
Yeah, so 21-year-old NBA player Tyler Hero with the Miami Heat, he's their shooting guard.
Hero.
Yeah, right? He and his assistant coach, Chris Quinn, were spotted on the scene just hours after the building collapsed, passing out water bottles to everybody in need.
Hmm. Cool. So, yeah. And that's kind of the story.
I mean, yeah, that's
is he from Miami? Where is he from originally?
Originally from... Why does it not want to say? He went to college in Kentucky.
Okay.
He was born in Milwaukee.
All right. So that's nice. Prince Harry is trending, or his baby, Meghan and the prince's baby, because...
Well, it's Harry. It's his name. So the birth certificate was revealed for their new daughter, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. And on the birth certificate, Harry is listed as the Duke of Sussex and His Royal Highness still.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, so his Royal Highness, that title was removed after he and Meghan, you know, left the family and accused
right.
some of the family
yeah.
members.
Left the family business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to do that? Is that something that he did, I wonder, or is that something that they did?
Well,
yeah, well, that, that's
no,
the,
he can't. He's
well,
going
to
change
the
birth certificate.
That's yeah. the question about the HRH moniker, because was it actually removed, or is he
right.
still technically HRH, and that's why it's on there? Now, the Duke of Sussex and the Duchess of Sussex, those were titles that, those were gifts given at their wedding by the Queen. Those ones, those are titles that will not be removed.
Mm-hmm.
But the His Royal Highness one, is the reason it's trending.
So, Jennifer, when you get married to Jeff, I'm going to dub you your royal truth person. How's that?
Your royal truth person?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
How's that good?
Title rolls right off the tongue.
It certainly does. Okay. Let's
I'll
see.
Be
what's going on? Mm-hmm. The person, I never did get this Duck Dynasty. You're going to have to pull me through this. I didn't, the woman who's described as the star of Duck Dynasty?
No, she's not the star. She's the matriarch. So Duck Dynasty, really popular
Quack.
Reality show about this family back from like 2012 to 2017. Now, it mainly followed Willie, but Kay was the mom, so she was the matriarch of the family. She was going in to give her already sleeping pup a goodnight kiss, and the dog woke up, freaked out, attacked her, bit her lip. She split
Ooh.
It open, had to go
That's
to the ER.
Crazy.
Yeah, and she takes full responsibility. She's like, no, the dog was sleeping. I shouldn't have done that.
Maybe not. It's a good lesson for everybody in that. 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify Home has announced that its fastest-to-date Level 2 home charger, HomeStation, is now on sale at Electrify Home website for $649. Customers may also choose to purchase the HomeStation through Amazon for $649, subject to their shipping and returns policy. New owners can install the home charger themselves or choose from installation packages offered by third-party service providers. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive rescue effort continues Friday morning in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. A partial building collapse Thursday has resulted with 99 people still being unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best, and the search and rescue does go on.
Miami-Dade officials said structural engineer teams of 10 to 12 were carrying out operations underneath the rubble in an effort to shore up the precarious weight load. Three bipartisan lawmakers leading negotiations on a comprehensive police reform package have reached a preliminary bipartisan agreement Thursday. Senators Tim Scott, Cory Booker, and Representative Karen Bass. GOP lawmakers have argued that qualified immunity is necessary for cops, something Democrats won't back, saying accountability among law enforcement officers is paramount. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive. But the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. Mm. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science. And looking at the evidence, it looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity, because the numbers are plummeting daily, both the numbers of people being infected and those dying. So really, we hopefully are beyond this now. There's no reason to be hysterical and force this on children, mandate it for school, because the thing is, for children, the bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it. It's about one in a million. And so we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. If you're over 65, you know, it's about 2,000 people out of every million die instead of one.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now that is music, boys and girls. They love you. Yeah. Today is Friday, the 25th of June, last Friday, the month of June, year 2021. And ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, the two J's, Jay Kirshner, Tori Off today. I'm Doug Steffen to celebrate Global Beatles Day, coming together it's on June 25th every year. It pays, this day is supposed to pay tribute to the Beatles, impact they had on music history, pop culture, all of our lives, I think, have been affected. They certainly affected my life. How about you, ladies? Music of the Beatles, 100%. The story of the Beatles.
I love the Beatles.
Yeah, McCartney,
my
Lennon.
My mom thought that she was Paul McCartney's wife, so they were a constant part of our household.
Perfect. Ringo, George Harrison, kind of a whole neat story. They were actually, they started in 1957. The story, if you see the interview that James Corden did, that's got to be online somewhere, right? Wouldn't there be the story?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so McCartney did that. I haven't seen any of those lately. Is he still doing the karaoke car thing? Whatever he called it. The thing that James Corden did?
The car karaoke segment.
I
think he still does it on his show. I haven't watched it in so long, but it didn't do like take a break out into its own show.
It did. Yeah. It had its own show. I'm not sure if they still are allowed to put people in a car together. Maybe it'll come back.
Yeah, now it should be. All right, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Okay, so anyway, their first hit was in 1960. The first song they did was All You Need Is Love. They performed that to 400 million people on a global live TV link, which was pretty special for that time anyway. So this was June 25th, 1967, did that. Global Beatles Day. How about that? Yeah, yeah. Big finish, Phil.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Honestly, isn't it? I was going to say un-American. It's unhuman not to like the Beatles. Everybody likes
everything. They're so good. Yeah. They're kind of like I Love Lucy. Like, it's always still funny, and it never feels old. The Beatles music is like that, too. It never sounds dated. It's just, it's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they have an album for whatever mood you're in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, observation, Jay. Yeah, yeah. All right, speaking of life expectancy or life, what's good about life? Here's something not so good about life. Life expectancy fell by more than a year last year. The deaths associated with COVID. See, this is fraudulent BS, too. Because and they try to give it credibility because it's in the Journal of the American Medical Association. But you know what? And then the underscore, of course, here is that there were twice as many Latinos and black people dying as white people. So, I mean, you keep getting hit over the head with that. What are we supposed to, it's not my fault or your fault that this is the way it is. It is the way it is because of lots of things that have happened over the last 100, 200, 300, 400 years. And so to continue to beat this drum is annoying as hell for me. Not only that, but I think under the circumstances we can find plenty of holes in the armor of the story about the number of people who have died. There are questions everywhere about what the real numbers are because the government was offering a bounty on anybody from any hospital who died. The hospital would get $2,000 for it. So they were fudging the records all over the place. Yeah. I don't believe that. I think that's a
problem. I knew a couple of people who had this happen to them. And these are reputable sources, people that I trust had parents die or something during the pandemic, and the hospital was trying to take their death from pneumonia, and these patients tested negative for COVID and still put them as COVID deaths. And one friend whose mother laid literally on ice for 6 months, six weeks, while he argued back and forth with the hospital about what her cause of death was, because she tested negative for COVID the whole time. She had dementia. She was depressed. She ended up in the hospital. And she died of pneumonia. And it had nothing to do with COVID, yet that was the cause of death on the death certificate. Now, eventually, he won out, but certainly that's something to do with it. As far as life expectancy goes, I mean, I look at these numbers, but do we know anybody who goes, life expectancy 76, I'll see you guys later, and just, like, signs off the planet? I mean, people have choices on their own health. There's a lot of information out there about what's right and what's not, and people live and die by their mistakes, quite literally. So I don't know. I mean, I think it gives you an idea of which direction our culture is going in. But is this something
certainly
to
the
scream
people
and
who
run
want to control the news or information that you have? Yeah. So, and along with that, Jennifer and Jay, nearly all of the deaths, the COVID deaths in our country, are in people who have not been vaccinated. That's pretty staggering when you get down to the brass tacks of it all, right?
You would hope that that would be the
effective,
case.
The effectiveness of the shots.
If the deaths were among the vaccinated, then why in the heck would you get vaccinated? You know, I mean, you would hope that it would be the people who are not or that don't have natural immunity. See, I really am kind of annoyed once again with how the news media, how the government, how the medical industrial complex is handling this. They're considering two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They are not talking about the millions of people who have natural immunity. And I'd like to know about that. I'd like to know more about it because I'm one of those people. So, you know, why aren't we talking about the people who've had it? I heard Rand Paul the other day, and I know he has a point of view, certainly, but he's also a doctor of some type. I know he's an eye doctor. People like to poo-poo it, but But he was saying that the reason that there's such a push to now vaccinate young people from COVID, even though young people aren't really getting sick from COVID, is because they're trying to reach a certain number because they made these commitments. We talked about it yesterday. We were saying that because we said 70% have to be vaccinated by the 4th of July, they realized that herd immunity is almost here because there's so many people that are either have natural immunity or have gotten the shot that they can't even get to 70%. So to get that number there, now the push is for people who are under the age of 18, and more specifically, they're getting ready to target the people under the age of 12. Right. I mean, maybe under age 18, that's a little different because, but do we really need to start worrying about people under the age of 12?
I think we should worry about, if you want to worry about something, where information comes from. And I found a perfect example, Jennifer. This morning's New York Times is touting the deal that Joe Biden made with the Republican and the Democratic senators we were talking about in the last half hour. Not one word, not one word about the caveat. This was, it's heralded about, you know, the bipartisan deal, how did it come about, yada, yada, yada. There is not one word in here about Biden and the threat, I guess that's what it is.
The reconciliation threat,
right.
And this,
not
by
a
the
word.
Way, this was Pelosi's idea. Pelosi's like, in fact, Biden said it yesterday. He's like, I'm going to go along with the Speaker of the House, and I'm going to not sign this bill until we get all of our other initiatives passed for reconciliation. Said this is the problem with the news media and for people who might only have time to consume one article because they get an idea of one thing in their head. I have to tell you, I was happy yesterday. As much as I don't like the squishy Republicans, I thought this is good. Everybody's always agreed on infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's something that everybody can feel good about. Like, let's do it. You know, good on him for being able to figure it out. 15 minutes later, coming out and saying, but we're still going to do all these other things and we have to do it before I sign this bill. I mean, I could understand signing this bill as a starting point and then saying, but we're not giving up. These are the other things we want to accomplish, and I intend to do it in the next couple of years. That would be fine. I mean, that's acceptable. But to say, no, no deal again, I don't know.
Back to COVID, Dr. Fauci says that they're going to be sending a lot of people, big-name people on the road, to persuade those people who haven't had a shot yet to get a shot. And in light of that, San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, as of today, will require all employees to be vaccinated. So if you don't get vaccinated, you get fired.
Yeah.
And then in Israel, there are, you know, that's probably around the country, I mean around the world, the leader in vaccination, would you say, in terms of
Israel,
how many people, death rates are really low, but they have had the, what's the new one called, the Dallas, what's it called, Denver?
Delta.
Delta, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a few cases of that. But some of the other places around the world where there's only, what, 10-15% of the people that have been vaccinated, then that's something, I guess, to think about or be concerned about in one way or another. The price for homes. We went to my sister's house for dinner last night, and that was the main topic of conversation because a couple of people buying homes, selling homes. My niece just sold her home up in Burlington, Vermont for $55,000 more than they were asking. And that's kind of the way it's going. Whether you're
I told
in...
you about the house by my mom's, right? You think $55,000 sounds bad?
Yeah.
There was a house in my mom's neighborhood that was listed, I think, for like $749,000, something like this. It was a four-bedroom, small bedrooms, only 1,600 square feet, and two bathrooms. And they got 35 offers and ended up selling the house for $985,000.
I know.
Over $200,000 over offer, I mean, over their listing price.
My sister told the story of a friend of theirs who not only, in order to get the house that they wanted, they bought the house from the people selling it, but they also paid for the house, the people who were moving out of their house and moving into another house, they bought their house as well. That's how eager they were to get into the house. It's how do you do that? And it's all cash. Where's all this cash?
Where did it come from?
Where's all this cash coming from?
How do my bank account?
Yeah, no.
I think a lot of it's flippers, too. Like people who are flipping homes.
Yeah, right.
Or they want the property and they'll tear down the house and then build two houses. Or two.
I did that.
If you go fast, it will work. I'm just worried it's going to pop. I mean, everything is so overinflated in the housing market.
Don't be worried,
Jennifer. At least in California.
It's okay. Police officers are quitting in Asheville, North Carolina. One third of the police force quit or retired this past month. I mean, what's that all about? When you think about the Asheville, have you ever been to Asheville? Either of you ever been to Asheville, North Carolina?
No, I want to. I've been to Asheville.
Yeah, no, Asheville is it's on a mountain, it's kind of a mountain hill range. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very nice place, very lovely, and a lot of people are moving there from other places, as it turns out. That's one of the ramifications, one of the political ramifications of the changes that are taking place in the country. The number of people coming into some of these cities from Los Angeles and New York, let's say, or from California and New York State, is changing the makeup, the fabric, the fiber of the community to a point where there's an upheaval. And there's a lot of push in Nashville for a lot of changes, and the police apparently don't like it. So that's the, you got to wonder how that's all going to shake out. Speaking of police, the judge is sentencing Derek Chauvin today, right? Isn't that today?
Yeah, today's day.
Yeah. Any more dire predictions? No, probably 30 years.
I mean, I think the question is he going to be able to serve some of the sentences concurrently? And, I mean, he could be in jail really for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
How old is he? Late 40s, isn't he?
Early, I think. Well, I think maybe mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that's that story. 47 after the hour. All the stories are here on the DJV program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time now. This is a review of the top five stories in the world of technology as organized by Victoria Keelan. Victoria's not here today, so my pal Jay Kirshner is going to work with me to go through the top five. I'll start with the number five one, and you can do four. Pretty exciting how this works, Jay, right?
I like
very,
it, yeah.
Very creative, yeah. Okay. At number five this week, the solution to problems at night if you do not get enough rest apparently doesn't lie in a new app or a new supplement, rather in an evening ritual beloved by grandparents and parents all over the place. The novel approach to counting sheep is reading an actual book and not downloading a book on your Kindle. That doesn't count either. That is a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. 75% of the group, actually, that's probably a conservative estimate. The number, maybe 86% of millennials, reported trouble sleeping after being on their phone. Duh. It's like watching television, especially the evening news, right? If you want to compare and contrast that, 9% of those who are over the age of 55 said that they experienced sleep problems linked to the phone. So that would tell you, I guess, that those people who are my age don't use the phone before they go to bed, and people who are millennials or younger, your age, Jay, and younger, they are using their phone. So do you put your phone by your bedstand at night? Do you and your husband have the phone right there by you?
Well, I use my phone as an alarm clock, and I have it to vibrate, so it's right next to me, and the baby sleeps in our room, so it's kind of like I need really quick, easy access to grab it once it wakes me up so it doesn't wake anybody else up.
Got it. Well, it does shift your circadian rhythms, apparently. Throws your body off of its natural wake and sleep cycle. Experts recommending avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So that's not a good thing. And again, sort of TV plays the same role. All right, Jay, what's at number four this week?
NBC's Peacock streaming app is finally coming to Fire TV and Fire tablets. It officially arrived on Amazon devices this week, and the company announced that the app would be supported across Fire TV products. This includes Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick 4K, and Fire TV and smart TVs. So, you know, that's going to be great. Viewers will be able to get The Office, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, some sporting events, including Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
So do you have this already, or are you persuaded to get it?
Yeah, I have the free version, but Peacock does have premium ad-supported tiers, $5 per month, and then the ad-free experience costs $10 per month.
That's sort of, all the ads are worth is 10 bucks a month? That's kind of that's a startler, actually, for those of us in the advertising business. Okay, number three, Google appears to have automatically installed a COVID exposure notification app for people who live in my home state of Massachusetts on some of the Android phones here. System not only active if you, it only is active if you turn it on. The app is called Mass Notify. A lot of Android users say it was silently installed on their phones, no notifications. This is, what do you expect from these people like Google and Apple? They're out to control everything. Your world, your thoughts. This is crap. But this is what's going on, and they're able to do it. I find it annoying. It's on Android phones, though, only, right? Is that, if you have an iPhone, do you have an iPhone, Jay, or do you have an Android
phone? Yeah, I have an iPhone, but it's the Android phones that had the app automatically added.
Right, added.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, number two, what's going on with the FCC?
They have combined two categories of text message alerts into one. There's the presidential alerts and the alerts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. The two will now be in a new national alerts category, active on devices, and they will receive the wireless emergency alerts. And the goal of this is to warn the public of natural disasters and other crisis situations. There was that 2018 false alert in Hawaii where residents were warned of an imminent ballistic missile threat that ended up not being real, and that highlighted the need for improvements in the alert system.
This is, my cynical side says, just another way to scare the hell out of everybody and control your actions, control your thoughts, control your deeds. I'm not buying it. Number one this week, top tech story has to do with John McAfee. Victoria taught me how to pronounce his name. If you have a capital A, then that makes it more
McAfee.
Pronounced. McAfee, apparently. Anyway, he faced extradition from Spain to the U.S. on tax-related criminal charges, found dead inside his cell in Spain. Spain's national court had approved the extradition of McAfee, so I think he was visited by the same people who visited Epstein right before he died.
Sounds like a possibility.
Right. Yeah, they're doing international work now, these people.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.